Welcome back to your Divine Office Praying with Scripture Catholic Podcast, this time for our third Sunday in Lent. God, come to my assistance. Lord, make haste to help me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Lord, who did throughout these 40 days for us did fast and pray, teach us with you to mourn our sins, and close by you to stay. As you with Satan did contend, and did the victory win, give us strength in you to fight, in you to conquer sin. Okay, we're a little out of order, we forgot the invitatory, but you get the point. This is our accepted time, this is our salvation. Prayer and fasting are our hope, penance our vocation. Let's begin by praying now. The Holy Father's monthly intentions, our Father and Hail Mary. Let us pray for families in crisis. Let us pray that broken families might discover the cure for their wounds through forgiveness, rediscovering each other's gifts, even in their differences. So not always are these intentions really good, but this year they're really right on. So we pray for them with special clarity and fervor. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effect of grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Today, if you hear the voice of the Lord, harden not your hearts. Come, let us sing to the Lord, and shout with joy to the rock who saves us. Let us approach him with praise and thanksgiving, and sing joyful songs to the Lord. Today, if you hear the voice of the Lord, harden not your hearts. The Lord is God, the mighty God, the great King over all the gods. He holds in his hands the depths of the earth, and the highest mountains as well. He made the sea, it belongs to him, the dry land too, for it was formed by his hands. Today, if you hear the voice of the Lord, harden not your hearts. Come, let us worship, let us bow down and worship, bending the knee before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God and we are his people, the flock he shepherds. Today, if you hear the voice of the Lord, harden not your hearts. Today, listen to the voice of the Lord. Do not grow stubborn as your fathers did in the wilderness when at Meribah and Menizah they challenged me and provoked me, although they had seen all of my works. Today, if you hear the voice of the Lord, harden not your hearts. 40 years I endured that generation. I said, they are people whose hearts go astray, and they do not know my ways. So I swore in my anger, they shall not enter into my rest. Today, if you hear the voice of the Lord, harden not your hearts. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Today, if you hear the voice of the Lord, harden not your hearts. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Lord, all-powerful King, free us for the sake of your name. Give us time to turn from our sins. Psalm 110, the Messiah, King and Priest. Christ's reign will last until all his enemies are made subject to him. 1 Corinthians 15:25. The Lord's revelation to my master. Sit on my right. Your foes I will put beneath your feet. The Lord will wield from Zion your scepter of power. Rule in the midst of all your foes. A prince from the day of your birth on the holy mountain, on the holy mountains. From the womb before the dawn I begot you. The Lord has sworn an oath he will not change. You are a priest forever, a priest like Melchizedek of old. The master standing at your right hand will shatter kings in the day of his great wrath. He shall drink from the stream by the wayside, and therefore he shall lift up his head. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Lord, all-powerful King, free us for the sake of your name. Give us time to turn from our sins. Psalm 111, God's Marvelous Works. We are lost in wonder at all that you have done for us, our Lord and mighty God. Revelation 15:3. I will thank the Lord with all my heart in the meeting of the just and their assembly. Great are the works of the Lord, to be pondered by all who love them. Majestic and glorious his work, his justice stands firm forever. He makes us remember his wonders. The Lord is compassion and love. He gives food to those who fear him, keeps his covenant ever in mind. He has shown his might to his people by giving them the lands of the nations. His works are justice and truth. His precepts are all of them sure, standing firm forever and ever. They are made in uprightness and truth. He has sent deliverance to his people and established his covenant forever. Holy his name, to be feared. To fear the Lord is this first stage of wisdom. All who do so prove themselves wise. His praise shall last forever. So if you didn't like that, I apologize, but I have to do that sometimes, just spiritually. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, to try to sing just a little plain song of the psalm. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. We have been redeemed by the precious blood of Christ, the Lamb without blemish. Ours were the sufferings he bore, ours the torments he endured. 1 Peter 2, 21-24 is our prayer. Christ suffered for you and left you an example to have you follow in his footsteps. He did no wrong. No deceit was found in his mouth. When he was insulted, he returned no insult. When he was made to suffer, he did not counter with threats. Instead, he delivered himself up to the one who judges justly. In his own body, he brought your sins to the cross, so that all of us dead to sin could live in accord with God's will. By his wounds, you were healed. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Ours were the sufferings he bore, ours the torments he endured. Now we're going to go over and switch our shorter reading for the longer reading. The Lord will feed him with the bread of life and understanding, and give him the water of wisdom to drink, is the verse introduced in the lesson that we'll take from the Office of Readings. A reading from the book of Exodus, chapter 22, verses 20 through chapter 23, verse 9. The law concerning aliens and the poor. The book of the covenant. Thus says the Lord, whoever sacrifices to any god except to the Lord alone shall be doomed. You shall not molest or oppress an alien, for you were once aliens yourselves in the land of Egypt. You shall not wrong any widow or orphan. If ever you wrong them and they cry out to me, I will surely hear their cry. My wrath will flare up, and I will kill you with the sword. Then your own wives will be widows, and your children orphans. If you lend money to one of your poor neighbors among my people, you shall not act like an extortioner toward him by demanding interest from him. If you take your neighbor's cloak as a pledge, you shall return it to him before sunset, for this cloak of his is the only covering he has for his body. What else has he to sleep in? If he cries out to me, I will hear him, for I am compassionate. You shall not revile God, nor curse a prince of your people. You shall not delay the offering of your harvest and your press. You shall give me the firstborn of your sons. You must do the same with your oxen and your sheep, For 7 days the firstling may stay on its with its mother, but on the 8th day you must give it to me. You shall be men sacred to me. Flesh torn to pieces in the field you shall not eat. Throw it to the dogs. You shall not repeat a false report. Do not join the wicked in putting your hand as an unjust witness upon anyone. Neither shall you allege the example of the many as an excuse for doing wrong. Nor shall you, when testifying in a lawsuit, side with the many in perverting justice. You shall not favor a poor man in his lawsuit. When you come upon your enemy's ox or ass going astray, see to it that it is returned to him. When you notice the ass of the one who hates you lying prostrate under its burden, by no means desert him. Help him, rather, to raise it up. You shall not deny one of your needy fellow men his rights in his lawsuit. You shall keep away from anything dishonest. The innocent and the just you shall not put to death, nor shall you acquit the guilty. Never take a bribe, for a bribe blinds even the most clear-sighted and twists the words even of the just. You shall not oppress an alien. You know well how it feels to be an alien, since you were once aliens yourselves in the land of Egypt. Give justice to the weak and to the orphan. Defend the afflicted and the destitute. Rescue the weak and the poor, and save them from the grasp of the wicked. God chose the poor of this world to be rich in faith. He has given them his kingdom as their inheritance. Rescue the weak and the poor, and save them from the grasp of the wicked. Our second reading we shall read in place of our homily, or should homily, but it's also from the tradition of the church. Second reading for this is, a Samaritan woman came to draw water from, and this is from a treatise on John by St. Augustine of Hippo, bishop. A woman came. She is a symbol of the church, not yet made righteous, but about to be made righteous. Righteousness follows from the conversation. She came in ignorance. She found Christ. She enters into conversation. He enters into conversation with her. Let us see what it is about. Let us see why a Samaritan woman came to draw water. The Samaritans did not form part of the Jewish people. They were foreigners. The fact that she came from a foreign people is part of the symbolic meaning, for she is a symbol of the church. The church was to come from the Gentiles of a different race from the Jews. We must then recognize ourselves in her words and in her person, and with her give our own thanks to God. She was a symbol, not the reality. She foreshadowed the reality, and the reality came to be. She found faith in Christ, who was using her as a symbol to teach us what was to come. She came then to draw water. She had simply come to draw water in the normal way of man or woman. Jesus says to her, "Give me water to drink," for his disciples had gone to the city to buy food. The Samaritan woman therefore says to him, "How is it that you, though a Jew, ask me for water to drink, though I am a Samaritan woman? For Jews have nothing to do with Samaritans." The Samaritans were foreigners. Jews never used their utensils. The woman was carrying a pail for drawing water. She was astonished that a Jew should ask her for a drink of water, a thing that Jews would not do. But the one who was asking for a drink of water was thirsting for her faith. Listen now and learn who it is that asks for a drink. Jesus answered her and said, "If you knew the gift of God and who it is that is saying to you, 'Give me a drink,' perhaps you might have asked him, and he would have given you living water. He asks for a drink, and he promises a drink. He is in need as one hoping to receive, yet he is rich, as one about to satisfy the thirst of others. He says, 'If you knew the gift of God is the Holy Spirit.' But he is still using veiled language as he speaks to the woman and gradually enters into her heart. Or is he already teaching her? What could be more gentle and kind than the encouragement he gives? 'If you knew the gift of God and who it is that is saying to you, "Give me a drink," perhaps you might Ask, and he would give you living water. What is this water that he will give, if not the water spoken of in Scripture? With you is the fountain of life. How can those who feel thirst, who will drink deeply from the abundance of your in your house? He was promising the Holy Spirit in satisfying abundance. She did not yet understand. In her failure to grasp his meaning, what was her reply? The woman says to him, Master, give me this drink, so that I may feel no thirst or come here to drink water. Her need forced her to this labor. Her weakness shrank from it. If only she could hear those words, Come to me, all who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest. Jesus was saying this to her, so that her labors might be at an end. But she was not yet able to understand. Jesus cried out, If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. Streams of living water will flow from the heart of whoever believes in me. He was speaking of the Spirit who would be received by those who believed in him. Whoever drinks the water I shall give will never be thirsty again. He was speaking of the Spirit who would be received by those who believed in him. I believe I missed the antiphons earlier, but everyone makes mistakes. They were, Lord, all-powerful King, free us for the sake of your name. Give us time to turn from our sins. Okay, so I didn't miss them. They were the same. Whoever drinks the water that I shall give will never be thirsty again, says the Lord. And we begin the antiphon, with that antiphon, the Canticle of Mary. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Whoever drinks the water I shall give will never be thirsty again, says the Lord. All praise to God the Father, who brought his chosen people to rebirth from imperishable seed through his eternal word. Let us ask him as his children, Lord, be gracious to your people. God of mercy, hear the prayers we offer for all your people. May we hunger for your word more than for bodily food. Give us a sincere and active love for our own nation and for all mankind. May we work always to build a world of peace and goodness. Look with love on all to be reborn in baptism, that they may become living stones in the temple of your Spirit, of the Spirit. You moved Nineveh to repentance by the preaching of Jonah. In your mercy, touch the hearts of sinners by the preaching of your word. May the dying go in hope to meet Christ their judge. May they rejoice forever in the vision of your glory. How awesome you are, Lord. We again thank you for the life of Oscar as we envision. Did you warn him when he was about to pass so suddenly? We again pray for the repose of his soul and the consolation of his mother. We pray for Henry's financial difficulties. We pray for Bill's peace and for the strengthening of the Holy Spirit, the guidance of the Holy Spirit, the peace of the Holy Spirit to descend on him. We pray for Julia. In her illness, her chronic illness, last I heard in the hospital, pray for a swift recovery and God to guide the hands of the doctors. Pray for Father Rob as he goes out to a spiritual war to evangelize the youth, especially teenagers and young people during this beautiful year of hope. We have such great hope for them. And gathering all of our prayers into one, especially for our families, let us pray the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Father, you have taught us to overcome our sins. God of all compassion, Father of all goodness, to heal the wounds our sins and selfishness bring upon us, you bid us turn to fasting, prayer, and sharing with our brothers and sisters. We acknowledge our sinfulness, our guilt is ever before us. When our weakness causes discouragement, let your compassion fill us with hope. And lead us through a Lent of repentance to the beauty of Easter joy. Grant this through Christ our Lord. Amen. May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Right, like I said, I have a little passage from 1 Corinthians that I read each day, that you can also do Lectio Divina. I think I left off in chapter 6 or something. I don't have it with me right now. Have a great rest of your night.